is expressing outrage. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden issuing a statement after seven aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza, saying Israel has not done enough to protect civilians. The president saying Israel's pledged to conduct a thorough investigation into why the aid workers' vehicles were hit by airstrikes, saying that investigation must be swift, it must bring accountability, and its findings must be made public. Earlier, White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby commented on the strike.
More than 200 aid workers have been killed in this conflict, making it one of the worst for aid workers in recent history.
Israel's military chief says the strike was the result of a misidentification in complex conditions. The general expressed remorse over the killings, calling them a grave mistake. A strong earthquake of magnitude 7.5 has struck off Taiwan, collapsing some buildings. Japan has issued a tsunami alert for the island group of Okinawa. Primaries held tonight in several states, with former President Trump winning the Republican contest in Connecticut and Rhode Island. He was campaigning today in Michigan and Wisconsin.
Former President Trump vowing to be tough on crime if granted a second term.
And I will ask Congress to send a bill to my desk ensuring that anyone who murders a police officer will receive immediately the death penalty.
Again, slamming the Biden administration's border policies, blaming them for crime, telling a crowd in Green Bay he'd
begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
President Biden has pushed Congress to pass bipartisan legislation to secure the border, but Republicans who voted against it say the compromise wasn't enough. After skipping all GOP primary debates, former President Trump says he'd debate President Biden anytime.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, President Biden winning on the Democratic side in Connecticut and Rhode Island. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Financial aid for students across the country is up in the air as Congress demands answers.
Thousands of students across the country don't know the status of their financial aid. The Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, has faced a number of delays. GOP Congresswoman Erin Houchin sits on the House Education and Workforce Committee and wants Education Secretary Miguel Cardona to testify before Congress.
It's getting to the point of ridiculousness, how bad it's been.
Senator Bill Cassidy, the top Republican on the Senate committee that deals with education, also wants the secretary to testify. The Department of Education says hundreds of thousands of applications sent to colleges will need to be reprocessed after a recent calculation error, but that error has now been fixed. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Uvalde, Texas Mayor Cody Smith has resigned from office effective immediately, saying he needs to focus on what he called unexpected health issues. His decision comes week after an independent report commissioned by the city defended the actions of local police during the botched response to a school shooting in May 2022. Costco is joining the weight loss bandwagon.
The warehouse retailer is expanding into the weight loss management space and now, along with its low-cost healthcare partner Sesame, will offer a weight loss service for $179 every 3 months. The service includes video appointments with Sesame clinicians who specialize in weight loss, along with prescriptions for popular drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy when appropriate, and nutrition and exercise advice. Last fall, Costco first partnered with Sesame, a direct-to-consumer healthcare marketplace that connects medical providers nationwide with consumers. The expansion into medical weight loss services by Costco comes as a result of inquiries from patients.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.